This week in the Missouri Senate, we review more priority legislation discussed on the floor of the Missouri Senate or in committee.
Senator from Andrew is recognized.
Senate Joint Resolution 38 is brought back for more discussion. Sponsor, Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby, says the compromise version would ask voters to decide regulating the legislature to limit the influence of partisan or other special interests.
It restores the provision that dealt with the drawing of the legislative districts into partisan fairness and competitiveness.
During discussion, Senator Lauren Arthur of Kansas City stressed there is still opposition to the idea.
No matter where you stand on the issue, it's important to understand what this resolution would do and what its consequences would look like for Missourians.
Senate Joint Resolution 38 awaits the necessary votes to go to the Missouri House of Representatives for further consideration. Missouri senators could send Senate Joint Resolution 38 to the Missouri House of Representatives next week.
Okay, we'll call this committee meeting.
Wednesday morning, the Missouri Senate Seniors, Families, and Children Committee heard Senate Bill 684. Sponsor, Senator David Sater of Cassville, says his proposal would establish the effective date of coverage of Missouri Health Net services at the date of the participant's application.
Our goal is to eventually transition Medicaid recipients to private coverage, and this policy will better prepare beneficiaries for transition to private coverage.
During discussion, Senator Jill Shoup of Creve Coeur expressed her concerns.
The hospitals or the doctors or the treatment places are the ones that are stuck with the bill because a family that's making less than $5,000 a year can't afford to pay for that.
Committee action has not yet been taken on Senate Bill 684.
I'm proud to have carried Senate Bill 551.
This morning, I filed Senate Bill 951.
Senator Paul Whelan of Imperial sponsors Senate Bill 551, legislation that seeks to prohibit discrimination in insurance against any person based solely on the person's status as an organ donor.
Basically, what it does is there's a few rogue companies that rate up for organ donors and either deny them health coverage or life insurance.
This measure is now in the Missouri House of Representatives. Senator Shoup sponsors Senate Bill 951, a proposal that would establish the Justice for Survivors Act relating to forensic examinations of victims of sexual offenses.
Imagine being traumatized once and then again, and you've been through so much.
This measure awaits a committee hearing.
The Senate shall stand adjourned until 1600. Monday.
And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.